This Pisgah On Demand archive presentation is brought to you by Mountain Credit Union, serving Western North Carolina with 7 convenient locations. Mountain Credit Union is focused on helping you meet your financial goals. Click the banner on this page for more information. Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you. Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you by Ace Hometown Hardware, Pisgah Barbershop, Fat Buddy's Barbecue, the Board of Trade, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, and by Mountain Credit Union. Here's your host, the voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, with Pisgah head coach, Brett Chappell.
Live from Riverview Farm and Garden here in Canton, it's the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Last night, Pisgah losing to Smoky Mountain 43-40 to open up conference play in the Mountain 7. Again, as we've said throughout the season, really building each week in and week out, we're right there on the precipice and just couldn't find a way to finish out. Maybe a bit of an opportunity late, but certainly put ourselves in a position, as we have throughout the year, to give ourselves chances in the fourth quarter, but just came up shy, Coach. First, your initial thoughts, I suppose, coming out of what's always a difficult loss anytime you have one in the conference, and certainly on the road over at Smoky Mountain.
Just a really good ball game. For those people that got a chance to go watch it in person, or if you were listening to it on the radio show, it was a really good ball game all the way through. Had all of its twists and turns and about everything you could ask for. It's just continuing to be the theme for us, coming down to the very end. Every game's been like that, and I know I've mentioned it before. It certainly come to fruition again, coming down late in the game. One thing that I will say for our kids, and we talked to them after the game last night, probably the best that we had played from an effort standpoint. Mm-hmm. I think that the kids played at a high level, which they have to. We don't have a choice. We've got to in order to stay in some of these games. And we had some positives in there, did some really good things, and then there were some things that we didn't do good. We're still continuing to do some things to hurt ourselves. Wasn't as bad last night. I thought we had cut down on some of those, but there were still some situations that, we found ourselves in that we shouldn't have. And we've got to continue to work on cutting those things out, be more self-disciplined. When we get those opportunities, we've certainly got to take advantage of them. I thought we did that for the most part last night, but, it wasn't enough to get it done. Mm.
And I want to go back and I want to walk through just a little bit about, because there's so many things that went on. And as you mentioned, some of those certainly were positive things, too. It started off, Smokey on the board first, 7-0. Right off the top, I think they scored maybe about eight and a half minutes left and to take that advantage. But on our next drive, we were able to get that score. Got an offside call, which gave you an opportunity to go for the two-point conversion, which I thought was a great decision in that moment. And so that made it an 8-7 game to start with. And you had to feel pretty good to get going to have an answer for, Smoky Mountain scoring off the top.
Absolutely. I was really pleased, especially, again, if you were there, it's certainly noticeable, and you can see it, the size difference, in us and them. Mm-hmm. I was really pleased that we were able to do some things up front offensively there in the first half and be able to move the line of scrimmage, somewhat to get our backs out in the open field. To let them be able to do some things. Obviously, it got tougher sledding as we got on into the game and into the second quarter, and certainly had to change directions a little bit because they started winning that line of scrimmage. Mm-hmm. On us, and made some adjustments and some changes coming out of halftime, and went in a totally different direction to try to help us out as well. And both parts of the game helped us last night offensively, from our rushing standpoint early in the game to our passing standpoint later in the game. So certainly some positives that were in there. I thought we you know, took advantage of things that we could take advantage of. But, you know, we're just – the kids are still playing at a high level, which is encouraging for us that we're still pushing forward and, you know, trying to make sure we're giving ourselves the best chance as we can. And, you know, we'll continue to do that this week as we get ready for Davy Crockett next Friday.
You made mention of this a little bit already. I thought that the passing game last night was as good as I can remember seeing it in quite some time, and certainly statistically that bore that out. I mean, you know, all of your receivers, those are college and NFL numbers in terms of receptions. Braden with 78 yards on the four catches. Sawyer, five catches for 83 yards. Caden had three catches for 25. Caden Davis had four catches for 56. Many of those were big catches. Certainly, you know, we were able to get some throws out to the edge on some of the out routes. But we took some shots, several shots down the seam. We also had some posts that we were able to make happen. And again, there were two or three catches, you know, thinking about Braden, thinking about Sawyer, that were acrobatic, that were go up and get it kind of catches and, you know, really open some things up for us. And not to mention what Aaron did, a sophomore quarterback, you know, taking time and patience in the pocket to step up and make those throws. Again, I was very, very impressed with the wide receiver core last night and certainly the throws that Aaron made.
No, we did some good things there. You had mentioned some of the receivers. Jake Lowry was another one of the ones that was in there. We had five different receivers catch the ball last night, and that's kind of been something that we've seen, you know, throughout the season as far as being able to get the ball out into different receivers' hands. We had six different ball carriers last night. So being able to spread the ball around, you know, we went from – we had 201 yards rushing last night and 269 yards passing. So we had 470 offensive yards. Most of the rushing yards came in the first half. Most of this is passing yards came in the second half as, you know, we had to go and make some adjustments. You know, Logan had a really good game for us last night from, you know, the start to the finish. Thought he did a really good job when he came in there and ran some different packages for us, you know, and was able to do some things in there. We had 20 first downs. And we were moving the chains, which was really good to see, you know, offensively. And again, you know, we did some good things in there. We're still, you know, certainly still not where we need to be at. I mean, as great of a game as that was, we still came up short. You know, we still didn't get the job done at the end of the day. So we're going to continue to go back and find ways to get better. I thought some things that we did, some packages that we did last night was good. I thought all of the moving and the shifting and trading was something that was good for us as well. Kind of kept them on their heels somewhat early. But again, they started winning that line of scrimmage, you know, and we had to start making some changes. Had a couple of injuries that happened, and, you know, like I said, we were just really undersized. Mm-hmm. But again, thought the kids played at a high level and gave us everything they had last night.
I watched. You had a conversation with the officials at the end of the first quarter. Can you speak to that at all? Do you remember the circumstance there?
I'm trying to think of
which,
I'm trying to think of which situation it was.
It's okay.
There was an intentional grounding, I thought.
Yes, might have happened. That's what it was. That's exactly right. I didn't see receiving
the
air.
Quarterback, yeah. From Smokey. The official said that one of the receivers was close enough. So the new ruling is you got to get it back past the line of scrimmage on the throw unless there's a receiver in the area. I couldn't see it was on their sideline over there. And he was just letting me know that he gave me the receiver's number. One of the receivers was close in there to it, and that's why he didn't throw it. And, you know, I mean, I go back and look at some of the penalties. I mean, we had seven penalties last night for 37 yards. Smokey had 10 penalties for 80 yards, it looks like. You know, ours came at some inopportune times. Had a really nice pass to Braden that we caught deep right there before halftime. You know, that got called back, and that was a tough call because you go back and look at it, and it was really kind of a hit-or-miss type call, and then Aaron got hit late during that play. We actually thought that it was a roughing-the-passer call. Yep. And, you know, it didn't happen. But, again, you're going to have, you know, situations like that that sometimes help you and sometimes don't help you. But that was a big play that kind of got negated. had another shot in the end zone to Caden Robinson that I thought, you know, got pass interference pretty bad on him. And but again, those are things that happen, obviously, and you keep working through them. And our kids did. Our kids never got frustrated last night on any of the things. They got right back up and, you know, continued to battle and get after it. So that was good. I didn't feel like we kind of lost control of who we were and what we were trying to do just because of a call here or there. I didn't. You know, you saw one or two that you wished it didn't happen, but I mean, it's part of the game as well. And from that side of it, I thought it was pretty good. And again, just a great ball game.
And rolling from the first half into the second half, obviously giving up the score late in the first half to go down 20-15, but came right back out after halftime, drove the field, and. Braden was able to get into the end zone, and you were able to go back up and take that 22-21 lead. So at least a couple times last night, that's the one that I remember most vividly in my mind. You were able to find answers. We did it again in the third. It's funny because, and I don't normally have this kind of luck, but we had been throwing those out routes and for a good portion of the game. I had just said to Dwayne, now's a good time for the out and up, and sure enough, pump fake out and up, and you're able to get big yards there to, again, you know, work on getting that lead closed down again. At that point, I think it was back to a 1-point lead. But again, at least twice, our kids were able to answer after Smokey was able to get up on us by several points.
You know, we were, and I think that's another one of those things that you look at your opening drive to start the game. And again, I know we're talking offensively, but opening drive to start the game when you score is always great. And then it's just as important when you come back out of halftime, you know, to get a long drive and get points off that. And I thought that was really good, especially when considering what we did, you know, from a schematic standpoint, and be able to come back out and to do that. You know, defensively, we had a hard time stopping them last night. Again, they won the line of scrimmage. Again, you look at it, just the size difference for us right now. We're just not very big up front. You know, we had a couple of injuries in there at linebacker that hurt us. Had some kids that were playing hurt last night. And certainly we won't make any excuses, and we told our kids that last night. That's not what we're about. But, you know, your kids are giving good effort. We've just got to continue to try to put them in the best place to be successful. And, you know, we just got to be able to stop the run game. That was something that hurt us last night. You know, I mentioned the yardage. We had 470. They had 481. Mm-hmm. You know, they had 186 yards passing, but they had 295 yards rushing. Really three ball carriers for them, the quarterback and the tailback, you know, did a really good job for them. Did most of the damage. They had 24 first downs to our 20 first downs. You go and look at the special teams. You know, we had three PATs. Last night we had 2 2-point conversions. One of them was kind of a miraculous throw it up and got a prayer answered, and you know, one of those deals.
Out of the Wildcat.
But you know, Logan kept the play alive and threw it up and gave Caden a chance to get it. But we missed two field goals. You know, so you go back and you look at missed opportunities. You know, we had a delay of game on one of the field goals and backed up, you know, even deeper than what we were. So, again, just had some things that we have to clean up. You know, we've got to clean up and do better. And we had some young JV kids that we brought in last night that played, got some snaps. So we had to use some quarters last night because of some injuries and, you know, trying to help us out. So glad we had them with us to give them a chance to get in there to play some. And this was a big game. It wasn't like we were putting them in there for mop-up time. And they were asked to get in the mix last night, you know, after a tough ball game on Thursday night. So glad we had them with us. But, again, just some encouraging things, but, you know, just continue to get down there to the end and just not get it done yet. So, you know, I'm encouraged by what we saw as effort-wise, but got to get a little bit more grit about us. Got to get a little bit more meanness about us. I don't know how else to say it, but, I mean, we're just not where we need to be in that department, and we've got to be able to find that next level to get to where we've got a little bit more attitude about us.
And you're not talking about taking personal fouls. You're talking about enforcing will.
It is, and some of that comes with obviously us not being as big as some of the other teams. But that's one area that we've got to show improvement. The effort's there, certainly. Like I said, I'm very encouraged by that. But we got to get a little bit more nasty, and we just don't have that right now.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Changes are good things, and things are changing at Hometown Hardware. Transitioning to Ace Hometown Hardware. They still offer everything you need from hardware, tools, lawn and garden products for home improvement and your DIY needs. Ace Hometown Hardware. New name, same great location, and same great service. Ace Hometown Hardware. Canton, the helpful place. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
Coach, just come back to where we were out of the last segment. Obviously, that's the thing that it feels like that we need to do to take that step. How is it that we go from where we are right now to being able to be that again, imposing, enforcing will, and like you said, it's a violent game as it stands. But for us to take that next step, it's going to have to take us getting a little bit nasty.
Well, the big thing for us is we've got to be able to be physical at the point of attack, whether it's on the offense or the defensive side, and we got to be able to have some fight about us. Obviously, you try to simulate as much as you can in practice. Obviously, we're watching film and trying to get better, but sometimes you just need some tough love, and sometimes that's hard for kids to take. Sometimes we've got kids that's been patted on their back all their life and told them how great they are, and sometimes you gotta pull your pants up and realize that maybe you ain't as good as you thought you were, and we got to keep getting better, and that's all the way around. That's everybody, coaches included. Got to be able to do that, and sometimes those are hard conversations. Sure. But you got to have them. Kids have got to be able to respond to it. I thought we saw some kids respond to some tough love early in the week this past week, and had some really good games last night. There's going to be some other tough conversations that's going to have to happen this week to continue to get us to where we need to be at. And, coaches are got to coach. Kids have got to listen and be coachable, and we'll continue to do that. Our staff has always done a good job with trying to get the most out of our kids, but it's sometimes you got to look in the mirror a little bit and stand up and figure out what's going on. And to get better, sometimes you got to be able to look at it and have a little humility and say, I see it now. Maybe I'm not as good as I thought I was. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some things I need to change and help myself out and help make our team better. And I think we're getting there, but we've still got some strides to make, and we've got to do those things in order to continue to get better. And we'll do that. I have no doubt we're moving in the right direction. But I'm encouraged with what I've seen so far.
And it's got to be important to everyone, doesn't it?
Everybody has to be bought in. I mean, everybody has to be bought into what you're trying to accomplish as a team, And that comes back to not only the kids on the field, but the people in the stands.
Sure.
Had a great crowd last night. Yeah. Fans are continuing to come and watch the kids and encourage the kids. Great support, and that's awesome to see. There's a reason why there's 11 on that field. That's saying what's the best 11 that we got at those positions. We have high expectations for those 11. They've got to be able to give us everything they've got. And if they're not, then we've got to be able to challenge them, to push them to get to that level.
Yeah.
That's part of coaching.
Yeah.
You're not going to make everybody happy with every decision that you make. But at the end of the day, when you're trying to push through and get those kids motivated, however it may be, that's what you got to do.
it's about both the short game, but it's also about the long game too, isn't it?
I mean, it is.
This is talking to not, I mean, on a single night, but throughout conference play and then moving into, you know, subsequent years, it's always about both elements. And this is when you get better and can get better.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you can learn a lot of lessons as you go through life lessons. You know, some of the best lessons have been taught through sports play and especially football, because it's such a team sport. You rely on so many people around you for success. And we've had some kids that have finally stepped up and, you know, become a little bit more vocal leaders for us, which is great to see. And we've had to poke and prod, and,
sure,
you know, to get them to that point. But, again, just I feel like we're moving in the right direction. We're just not there yet. You know, we're still pushing to get there. I don't think that, you know, a conference champion in our league this year may go undefeated. You know, we talked about that earlier in the year when I met with all of our kids and we set our goals. I said, guys, we've got a tough conference. Everybody is very comparable. Whoever wins a conference, I'm not sure they're going to be undefeated. They may be. They may be a team get hot, but it's going to surprise me if there's not some losses along the way. And we're a game behind already. We've certainly got a non-conference game coming up with David Crockett, but, you know, we've got to be able to continue to get better, to get back, go to a tough Franklin here in a couple of weeks. So, you know, again, we're trying to move in that direction. You know, had a few more injuries last night that we've got to plug some more people in and move some people around and see if we can get that right mixture.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Talking about the fat buddy's ribs and barbecue. Next time you got an event, how about this? Make it easy on everybody with Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue Catering. Order from the website, then pick up at Fat Buddy's, or they'll bring it to you. Even stay and serve it as an option. Lots of choices, and all good, because food slow cooked to perfection. Fat Buddy's Ribs and Barbecue in Waynesville and Franklin. Food's so good, it will make you squeal.
Are you looking for a new home? Board of Trade helps their customers to feel comfortable when purchasing a home, whether it is new or used, walking you step by step through the entire process from start to finish. On a budget, Board of Trade beats all competitors' prices and offers friendly service to their customers. Board of Trade, located at 2772 Asheville Highway, Canton. If you're looking to sell your mobile home, call Amy at 648-5371. Board of Trade proudly backs the Bears.
For a better price and better insurance coverage, call Sam Freeman and Pisgah graduate Samuel Freeman at the Freeman Agency, a family-owned independent agency specializing in auto, home, business, and life with over 40 years of experience. The Freeman Agency is conveniently located at 1656 South Main Street in Waynesville and coming soon to 329 Main Street in Canton. Call Sam or Samuel at 246-0546 for a free quote. Insurance for your everyday needs.
Again, back here with the Brett Chappell Show. I want to go back to this because I just quickly asked this, and we talked during the break, but I wanted the listeners to hear this too. So what we saw from them offensively, Smokey, that was very effective was the quarterback versus the tailback and just a straight hand. I was under the impression that they were running some sort of a read option. You're telling me that you felt like that those were predetermined plays prior to the snap in terms of what they wanted to do, whether to keep or to give, and finding those holes there in between the tackles.
Yes. When you're looking at the blocking scheme up front, you know, you're able to tell they were running counter, so they were pulling a guard and a tackle. You know, it was called either for the tailback or called for the quarterback. There might have been a couple of times in there that they were reading the backside end, but for the most part, our backside end was taking the quarterback or whoever was the opposite coming around. You know, we were just, again, just had too much movement going on up front, and they were able to get up to the backers and cover them up pretty good. I mean, when you look at it, we had a lot of the secondary making tackles, and that's never a good thing, you know, for us. So, you look at both sides. I mean, I thought both teams, were trying to take advantage of where they had found some success, and Smokey was able to find some, especially there in the second half with the running game. For the quarterback, this was the second game in a row that he's had quite a few rushing yards, and we hadn't seen that from him early in the season. So that's another, thing that they've started doing and found some success with, and he certainly makes it that much more difficult, to be able to key in on. Obviously, we knew about the tailback and the running the ball, but, he was able to come out and make some really good runs last night, and, they're mixing in the passing game too. So, good little mixture on both sides for them, but thought we did a good job of that as well. And I know I mentioned special teams earlier. Kickoffs and stuff were good. Punts were good. We gave up a few more yards than I wanted to on the kickoff, and we actually put one of the JV kids in, let him kick off a little bit last night with Miguel Gomez, so got him involved as well. And just a really good ball game that come down to the end.
I want to go back just to ask this question, just for my information, from a defensive perspective. In a situation like we saw with what they were doing with tailback and the quarterback, is potentially spying the quarterback a workable plan, or does it take the right kind of personnel?
Well, there's a couple of catches to that. Number one, the best athlete that they had on the field, just athlete for athlete, was their wide receiver, number five. So we had to make sure that we didn't necessarily double him, but we gave some blanket coverage to him because he was so explosive. We were able to try to minimize him a little bit, and I thought that we did a pretty good job of that most of the night. We had another injury there at linebacker early in the game, and kind of hurt us a little bit because we're not real deep in that area anyways. So that was another knock on us trying to get some things stopped. Rotated up front pretty good, but you were asking about spying. You can do some of that, but once you do that, you take one more out of the boxes.
Sure.
Trying to stay in there to protect you from getting run on as well.
Right.
You look at it and you can what if it to death, but one of those things was we knew what we were going into. We knew kind of what was coming. The quarterback was one of those things that was an unknown variable.
Sure.
He'd started running the ball quite a bit more last week, so we had been practicing it, preparing to get ready for it. And, just one of those things where that was an advantage that they had last night and certainly took advantage of it. And, they were 3 points better than us at the end of it.
Back with more in a moment. This is the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law are proud to sponsor the Brett Chappell Show. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers and Smathers Attorneys at Law. Call 648-8240.
Does today's real estate market make you want to stay in your current home a little longer? Hey everybody, it's Chris Angel from Mountain Credit Union. You may not have to move to get the home of your dreams. We have the tools to help you make your current home more livable. Whether it's remodeling your kitchen, freshening up that outdated bathroom, or creating an outdoor oasis that will make you feel like you're on vacation every day of the year, our local loan officers can show you how a home equity line of credit from Mountain Credit Union will help you make those much-needed improvements. Call us today or visit mountaincu.org to learn more. At Mountain Credit Union, we're here for you because we're here with you.
Need a break? Feeling stressed? Let the water work its magic while you stay clothed and dry at Take 10 Aqua Massage. Relieve pain and stress with 5 customizable programs. 10 minutes costs only $17. Take 10 Aqua Massage is open 7 days a week. To schedule your Aqua Massage, visit Facebook or take10aquamassage.com or call 734-6910. Take 10 Aqua Massage, 1446 Delwood Road in Waynesville. Leave your stress behind.
Just a couple moments left, Coach, this morning. Don't know that you've had the opportunity, but anything that you've seen at all in terms of David Crock? I know they lost some kids from last year that were good, but obviously another good football team that will play at Irwin on Friday.
Yeah, no, I have not. I've had a chance to talk with coach from David Crockett. We've actually talked back in the summertime and a couple of times as we got closer to the season, made some changes on the schedule. We were actually planning on going to Davy Crockett, go back to their place, and got it worked out where we're going to be able to go to Irwin for homecoming. So they agreed to come over for the game. But there is one change, and I'm glad you mentioned that. It will be a 7 o'clock game and not a 7:30 game. That was one of the things that Davy Crockett had asked for.
To get home a little early.
Right. They play 7 o'clock games in Tennessee, East Tennessee, and they had asked if we could keep that early for them in order to get back and all those things. So there will be a schedule change. I think I'm saying that correct. I'll make sure when we get back early in the week. But it should be a 7 o'clock kickoff and, of course, homecoming for us there at Irwin Stadium.
And JV's playing north?
JV's will be open.
Okay.
So this will be the our second open date with our JV's. Couldn't play Davy Crockett because of the rules and regulations in Tennessee for the JV teams, and we weren't able to pick up another one. So, you know, the good thing is it will give us a lot of really good work this week because we'll get some really good reps on scout teams and hopefully get those guys back going as well. And had a good win with them on Thursday night. Didn't play exceptionally well. But it'll give us a chance to clean some things up. And, again, you know, those guys are going to – we'll go to Franklin here in 2 weeks, and we've had a chance to see them on film, both our varsity and JVs. Both of those teams are solid. You know, we got to go to, obviously, Franklin with the varsity and be back home at Bethel for the JV game. But it's going to be a really good JV game that night as well. So we've got 2 weeks to try to get those kids ready for that game. But, you know, like I said, encouraged with some things we saw from last night's game. We got to continue to push forward and see if we can find a little bit more mean and nasty, huh?
And find some a little bit of luck, perhaps, and get back on the winning side. Absolutely, Coach. So we'll be on the air next Friday at 6 o'clock then for the Black Bear Cafe preview. Game call begins at 6:30, and, of course, game time, as Coach just mentioned right there, 7 o'clock at Irwin versus David Crockett. Football coverage will continue next Saturday morning as well with the Brett Chappell Show right here from Riverview at 8. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.